Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Promise. In some way, each week, we talk about God's promise here at church. God's promise to love us, God's promise to forgive us, and God's promise to walk with us during the good as well as the bad times of our lives. And God's promise rings as a glowing beacon of hope and love from Abraham to Jesus and even to today. And one of the ways that we see these promises today in our lives sits before us, in our confirmation students. We as a congregation have made promises to these confirmation students based on the one that undergirded to us by God. Let me remind us of the promises that we made to these young men and women before us more than a decade ago. It may sound familiar. We promised we would live with them among God's people, bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in prayer, so that they may trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Just a couple things. I know that this is the promise that the parents, including myself and Britta, had made, but we as a church also made a promise to support the parents in these promises. So I feel that all the previous things that we talked about also applies to us as a community here. So what do these promises mean to the confirmation students? And I want to give them each a little bit of time and have them tell you something that was meaningful for them in the process. And so they'll say their name, their Bible verse, a memory that they have, and then they're also going to be have confirmation projects. So the other thing you notice is there's these nice red signs that are up. Well, after service, we're going to place those signs next to them, and you can write a little message if you like. Be nice, Natalie. a little message for each of the confirmation students afterwards. It's sort of like, in some sense, a big card for them. So I would invite, I think, Harry, you're the first one.
Hello, my name is Harry Backstrom. How many of you have heard of Aslan, the lion from the C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia, the lion that was voiced by Liam Neeson in the movies? This character really struck a chord with me when I saw it for the first time when I was in about third grade. It made me see God as more than just an almighty deity that controlled everything to someone who loved and cared for us. I think this movie does this great by, spoiler alert, Aslan giving up his own life to save someone he barely knew and who had done nothing but harm to Aslan and his followers. He still cares about this character, Edmund. I see this a lot when we do something wrong and God forgives us for doing it and gives us a little push in the right direction. This happens so many times and this shows again and again how much God loves us. My Bible verse I picked, I think, embodies this perfectly. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is seen in the books and movies of Narnia when Aslan lays down his own life for Edmund, who he barely knew. I'm not literally saying that you need to die for your friend, but be with them through everything that happens and walk with them every step of the way. One of the places I met my friends and my favorite memory of confirmation is Luther Point Bible Camp. We spent a whole weekend up at the camp to spend time with one another and to walk through faith. I feel like I made some really good friends up there with everyone through playing broom ball, playing pool, sledding, sliding ice, singing Baby Shark, and doing worship. I feel like we all grew closer doing these things and became better people as part of that. But that was not the only people that affected my life. My mom, my dad, and my sister helped answer some difficult questions about faith and bring me to church to all the great people I meet. My mentor, Rick, for always listening to me talk on about stuff and giving me advice on everything from faith in God to fishing and girls. Mrs. Orne. Mrs. Orne, who is my mom's confirmation sponsor, who gave me one of my best friends and connections to God in my prayer bunny, Nanu, which has reminded me that God is always with you no matter what. Every person who has helped me, encouraged me, or just gave me a smile or a high five, You have all had a massive impact on my faith and how it's turned out and the person I am today. I think my project helps show this in is that it is a stained glass line and cross. The line represents my connection with God and how powerful and loving he is. The cross represents everyone I know all coming together to help me with my faith and helping me grow emotionally, physically, and in faith. Thank you for so much for what you've done. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Hello, my name is Lucy Joyce Beck. My Bible verse is Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 9. Don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. I chose that because, like, in our age, there's a lot of, like, choices that you can choose for friends, and sometimes you don't choose the best. So, yeah, choose the best friends. My confirmation memory is when we were picking up garbage in sixth grade and Evelyn dropped a rock off of the bridge and it landed in a puddle right next to me and I got soaked. For my project, I painted a painting with a purple sunset kind of with a glowing cross, and it has a quote on it about like how light shines in the darkness. Thank you.
My name is Blake Andrew Locken, and the Bible verse I chose is Matthew 4:19. Come follow with me and I will make you fishers of men. I picked this verse because it applies to my project, which is about fishing. My favorite confirmation memory is Luther Point because it was a fun experience. My project is a painting of a fishing trip in the Boundary Waters this summer. This trip taught me a lot, mainly because I wasn't on my phone, and it made me realize not everything happens on a screen.
Good morning. My name is Evelyn Bernice Backstrom. My favorite Bible verse is Hebrews 13:5-6. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid." I like this verse because it gives me the friendly reminder that God is the only thing I need, not money. My favorite memory from confirmation was going to the senior home to play bingo for the first time. This really showed God in a way I hadn't seen him before. For my confirmation project, I decided to do two paintings. The first one I made to show it has a cross on it, not just showing me, but everyone, that Jesus died to save everyone's sins. Then in the background, there is a sunset to show the 3 days Jesus was gone. My second painting I am showing is called The Tree of Life. I was making this painting, listening to gospel music, and it really made me feel alive. Both paintings have so much meaning, and I would love if you asked about it after service. Thank you for listening to me.
Good morning, my name is Dylan Fisher-Haney, and my favorite Bible verse is Corinthians 12:26, which says, "If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it, and if one part is honored, all the parts are glad." This is my favorite verse because I play a lot of sports, and playing as a team is always reinforced with every game I play. For example, in football, if I don't do my part or my teammates don't do their part, then the whole team is affected. So this is my verse because I connect with it a lot, and that's why it's my favorite. My favorite memory of all my confirmation years was going to Luther Point Bible Camp because we did so many awesome things, but my favorite was broomball because it's a game sort of like hockey and I play hockey. and I had a blast doing it. And my confirmation project I made was I chose to make a baseball bat from scratch, and because it's my favorite sport of all three that I play. And I could easily see the growth of my faith through the confirmation in the shape of the bat. But as I was making it, I could also see the picture of my life story through the process of creating it. The end.
Hello, my name is Elena Kristen Brypo. My favorite Bible verse is Jude chapter 1, verse 2. Mercy unto you and peace and love multiplied. I chose this verse because it shows God's mercy and his compassion to keep peace and give love. My favorite confirmation memory was the service projects. We did many service projects, but one stood out to me the most. That was stacking food at the food shelf. It was a great experience being able to help people while having fun. For my confirmation project, I chose to do a presentation. I chose to do a presentation because it is a long-lasting way to keep memories and all of the amazing things that happened throughout my confirmation experience.
See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Thank you all for sharing a small part of your confirmation journey with us. I think it's important to hear stories like these because it reminds us that our faith is a living faith, a faith which we use on a daily basis and is written on our hearts. In many ways, this day can feel like an ending, but it actually is really a beginning. Confirmation is designed to help us with creating a foundation on which the rest of our faith life grows. The foundation is important because life throws us many curveballs. I wish I could sugarcoat it, but I would be doing you a big disservice if I did. As you have already noticed through many times in your life, that life really sucks. And unfortunately, that doesn't change. However, with this foundation of faith, and by continuing your lifelong learning in the Christian faith, you will find that you're able to weather some pretty intense storms of life. And you will see how your faith can affect others. This is the reason we began to do service projects, because it's important to see our faith in action. And all those service projects over the years have changed your relationship with people inside and outside of this congregation, as well as yourselves. We, as your faith community, are always here for you. Just because we have done our best to honor our baptismal promises to you doesn't mean that we don't want any more to do with you. On the contrary, we invite you into a deeper connection with this community and ask for your leadership and your gifts of time, talent, and treasure to help in our mission here. We also continue to promise to support you in your faith journey and relish in the opportunity to walk with you and your families during these exciting years to come. And I'd like to close with a simple blessing. So I'd like to put their arms out facing the confirmation students there. There we go. Now may the peace of Christ always sustain your heart. May the Lord always look upon you with favor. And may the Holy Spirit burn in your hearts. God bless you all. Amen.